This is intriguing, Adam. You've been talking to Southampton Football Club's chief finance officer, Gareth Rogers. What's he been telling you?
Okay, well, we've had the figures, Julian, for the year ending 2011. So for Saints fans, that's the second year of life in League One, the season that was 10-11, the season they got promoted into the Championship. So that's what they've issued yesterday. And those, he tells us that actually everything they're doing is at least on course, if not ahead of on course financially, what they planned for in their original five-year plan.
The loss that has been incurred to date is absolutely underneath what we expected the loss to be at this point in time. So you can argue, as perverse as it sounds, that actually we're pleased that we've made this size of loss. You know, going forward, yes, there's an expectation that we will move towards the Premiership in the next 1 to 3 years. You know, we're ahead of that plan as we stand in the season now, and therefore that will create that sustainable business. But yes, that five-year plan is about a period of time whereby we have to invest in the club in order to create the long-term sustainable business that, you know, Southampton deserves and will succeed eventually with.
So, Adam, some of the headlines here from your interview. They've borrowed £33 million in the first 2 years since Marcus Liebherr bought the club.
Yeah, off Marcus Liebherr, yes.
Okay. Oh, right, to explain that. They've turned those into shares. The club don't have to repay this money, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So what we've got, just the headline of that, Jim, I think it's, on looking at it, it looks like extremely good news for Southampton Football Club. What's happened is Marcus Liebherr, his plan was that he would loan the club the amount of money he has in that two-year period. That comes to £32.9 million. That's the investment in the first 2 years to get Saints back on their feet, get the infrastructure right and get them promoted from League One. Now, what all that's happened is the owner of the club, which is Marcus Liebherr's estate, has actually said, right, I don't want that money back, that 32.9, I'll take it in shares. So okay. Although he's already the shareholder, he takes the 32 million, wiping it off the club's liabilities. Therefore, whilst the club have net liabilities of £20.5 million on paper at the end of 2011, if you were to take the 32.9 off that liability sheet, there'd be net assets of £12.4 million.
All right, let me be a cynical old sausage here, Adam. To throw in wages are 93% of turnover and the club's losses have increased over the last year, if Saints don't get promoted this season, or indeed in the next 3 years, have they gambled on promotion?
According to Gareth Rogers, no. The high level of wages were always expected to get themselves where they are now. He says the plan, as you heard him say, is that actually it doesn't matter if they go up in year three, year four, or year five. I did ask him that because that percentage of wages to turnover